Good morning. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a good morning that you give it to us. It is a time that we want to see it and then meditate your word. We pray that your spirit guide us so that we can see clearly what is the meaning of this word and then how we can do this word in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, we will read from the book of Acts, chapter 11. As you know that 2016, I discussed the book of Acts from chapter 1 till chapter 10. Now we continue our discussion on chapter 11. We read from verse 1 to 18. Now the apostle and the brethren who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those who were circumcised took issue with him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began speaking and proceeded to explain to them in orderly sequence, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, an object coming down like a great seat lowered by four corners from the sky, and it came right down to me. And when I had fixed my gaze on it and was observing it, I saw the four-footed animal of it and wild beasts and the crawling creature and the bird on the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing unholy or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a voice from heaven answered a second time, 'What God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy.' This happened three times, and everything was drawn back up into the sky. And behold, at that moment, three men appeared at the house in which we were staying, having been sent to me from Caesarea. The Spirit told me to go with them without misgiving. These six brethren also went with me, and we entered the man's house. And he reported to us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and have Simon, who also is called Peter, brought here, and he will speak the word to you by which you will be saved, you and all your household.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as he did upon us in the beginning. And I remember the word of the Lord, how he used to say, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' Therefore, it is God gave to them the same gift as he gave to us also after believing in Lord Jesus Christ. Who was I that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard this, they quieted down and glorified God, saying, "Well then, God has granted to the Gentiles also the repentance that leads to life." Brothers and sisters, when I read this chapter, I try to make a simple picture to understand chapter 11. How I can explain this chapter in our situation. So I get a simple picture. That's why I see chapter 11 as the leadership conference. So the first pastor leadership conference. The word of conference is something easy for us to understand. When we heard the conference, then we will know, the purpose of conference is to clarify, the purpose of conference is to discuss, or the purpose of conference is to release something new, something important, or a recent update about what happened around us. So, chapter 11 is the first apostle conference. And what is the topic? The topic is, do the Gentiles also receive the word of God? I make this a title because when we read verse 1, verse 2, yeah, and when Peter came out to Jerusalem, those who were circumcised took issue with him. What is the issue? The issue is, do non-Jews also get salvation from Jesus? Do non-Jews can come join with us? Do non-Jews also the people of God that God loved? So this is hot topic at that time. That's why they make a conference. Today, we have a lot of conference. I remember in 1990, when I was studying in Jakarta, I joined a conference about Holy Spirit. And as you know, brothers and sisters, the doctrine of Holy Spirit is a big issue in 1980 to 1990, when George Arnott come out, and then when they worship God, people laugh 2-3 hours. That's phenomenal. Make people want to know, is it from Holy Spirit or not? That's a big issue at that time. And then now we enter 2000-something. People want to know, is it prophetic speaking, everything like that, also from Holy Spirit or not? This is a big conference. Yeah, and I will make my own conference because I almost finished my chapter. Then I will make a conference how to do pastoral care for domestic helper and family. This is my conference because I know this is also important for Indonesian people. So many people make a conference. In the book of Acts, we see the conference is talk about uncircumcised people can come or not into the church. So who is the guest speaker for this conference? Now, the guest speaker is Peter. Because he is the one who shared the gospel. He is the one to sit and eat with uncircumcised people. Now, how Peter released his message? We see from verse 5 to verse 17. Now, when we read verse 5 to verse 17, first of all, Peter want to say, actually, I don't want to do it. It is not my wish to do that. I know I cannot sit and eat with uncircumcised people. But, and then he explained how he did that action regarding uncircumcised. First of all, he said, I was praying. And then I saw a vision. And then after that, I heard a voice. And I still say, no, 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 for 3 times. And then after that, someone knocked the door. Or in modern era, it is good if I can say, someone sent WhatsApp to me and said, Peter, can you come to my house? I sent some people. Would you like to share gospel to me? And then Peter said, oh, how can this occasion come immediately? I say no. But at the same time, someone knocked the door. Okay, then I said, We buy a ticket first, and I fly to that city. Of course, at that time, they just take a walk like us in Hong Kong. Take a walk, and then Peter start to share the gospel. At the same time, Peter said, the Holy Spirit come upon us, which is the same experience that we have before. That's why I cannot say no for this action. And then after that, brothers and sisters, verse 18, when they heard this, they quieted down and glorified God and sing, well then, God has granted to the Gentiles also the repentance that leads to the life. I can see the picture from verse 18. People stand up and give applause to Peter and say, wow, what a good speaker. Hallelujah. Now I know that God also give opportunity for the Gentiles to repent and lead to the life. Brothers and sisters, have you get this picture? The conclusion is very clear. Then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life. Now it's time for them to have a cup of coffee. Like us, after worship, we have coffee time. And then Brother Jason say, wow, the speaker is so good. And then Brother Andrew say, next year, I will talk in board director. We invite again that speaker. Really bless us. And then from the back corner said, yeah, now I understand that God also granted to the Gentiles repentance to the life. That conference happened on Sunday. And then the next day, Monday morning, no more discussion. Just stop. And then we open new discussion. Brothers and sisters, can I say that that conference is fail? Why I said that conference is fail? Because they just stop on a conclusion. God has also granted to Gentiles repentance to life. Because after that conclusion, there is no action how to reach the Gentiles. That's the point. Why I said there is no action how to reach the Gentiles? Because if we read verse 19 is another story. And then chapter 12 is talk about Peter, arrest and deliverance. And then chapter 13 is talking about Barnabas and Paul, who did the first missionary journey. And no action from Jerusalem. Still no action from Jerusalem. And then if we read the book of Acts chapter 15, they have the second conference. They have the second conference. And then now the speaker is Barnabas and Paul. They still want to know, do God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to the life? Brothers and sisters, how many times this kind of conference happened in the church? In modern church, we have very, very good speaker around the world. You want to have mission conference? There are a lot of PhD speaker. You want to have pastoral care speaker? You have a lot of PhD speaker. You want to have Holy Spirit speaker? You have a lot of speaker for this kind of background. But the problem is, Do we do the implication of the conference?
Yeah.
It is God's will if this morning I talk for this topic, because today is the 3rd of February. If I'm not forget, in the middle of February, we have our anniversary conference. And then after that, on Easter, we have more than conference. We have SP retreat, which is come earlier than before. Because usually we run on October, and then this year we run on April. And then after that, I believe we have a lot of conference. But the problem is, do we stop in a conference, or we walk after that? Acts chapter 11 tell us that the apostle and a group of the church leader in Jerusalem, they just finished at the conference. And then after that, there is no issue or no story how they bring the gospel to the Gentiles. That's why, brothers and sisters, unbeliever, poor people, always in their condition, because leader, church people, they just stop at the conference. It is important for us to think, what must we do after a conference? If God also granted to the Gentiles repentance to the life, that means we as a believer need to do something. We need to stand up, walk to them, and then tell something to them. In few days, we have town hall. And of course, board of director will give report to us. Let me tell you one more thing. When we report something to the church member, we will report about the attendance. We will report about how many offerings come to us. But if we report about how many church members join in mission, then the number must be very, very low. The number must be very low. If we believe that our motto is to know Him, to be like Him, and to make Him known, then the number of mission must around 30%, because 100% divided 3, 30%. But when we open mission trip, we need to pray, we need to fast, and then 2 weeks before mission trip, okay, I will go. It's so difficult to get people to join mission trip. When we have outreach or something to do, we make announcement, and then outreach people, they try to make announcement using video and everything, and the result is 2 people who want to join. Brothers and sisters, we just sit down and then enjoy. But let me tell you, according physical body, if we eat a lot, and then after eating we just sit down, it is not good for your health. Yeah, make your body become fat. That's why when I ate one bowl of noodle, then I need to take a walk around 1 mile. If I don't take a walk about 1 mile, then another morning I don't want to eat one bowl of noodle. That's a problem for my body. Same spirituality. If we heard good news, a good conference, then make sure this next day you have something to do regarding what you heard. Otherwise, same like the book of Acts chapter 11. Just conference. Just conference is not enough. The conference is open our mind. The next step is how we do the implication of the conference. Then I believe once we do the implication of the conference, then God will go with us. God will bless us. God will extend His work through our life. Let's pray together. Just remember how many conferences that we have attended before. And then what kind of implication that we have done in our life. In this coming few weeks, we will have anniversary conference. Prepare ourselves. In these few months, we will join SP retreat. Prepare ourselves. Not only receiving, but how the conference and then retreat change, transform our life. So we one step forward. We upgrade our life. We really want to do more and more for God. Let's ask God to help us so that we can fulfill His wish in our life. Pastor Ricky will lead us in worship this morning. Let's prepare our heart for intercession. We use our time asking God so that He can pour His blessing to us, so His will real through our life. After that, we spend time pray for our brothers and sisters who are in physical weakness. Pray for them who has cancer, who in chemotherapy. We pray that God will touch their life, their body. Let's pray together. We also put their name for their salvation. We ask Holy Spirit come upon them, open their heart. And we also remember our brothers and sisters. They are looking for a new job. We pray for them. We pray that God will release blessing through the job to them. Let's go to pray for mission focus, pray for Pastor Sophia, pray for Cambodia and other pastor who are in mission field. We also pray for mission council. Yeah. We pray for the mission council so that they can lead our church go step forward in mission. Pray for local outreach with so many activity. We pray that God always send more people to join. And then pray for Friday evening activity and Friday house church. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for empowering us with Holy Spirit and with gift so that we can join in your movement. We pray that every blessing that you have poured to Solomon Potts to us, Father, make our church become a mission church to bring the gospel, to share God's love, and then to bring people come to you, Father. Help us, Father, and then always lead us so that your empowering lead us to your movement to save the world. Thank you, Father, for this morning. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.